Hi everybody, it's 10 o'clock, so welcome back in Rage Against the Robot on Delta FM, the emission which talks about the evolution of robots in society. Today, I'm not alone, I'm with two French scientists, Dr. Jerome Starr, who works in the artificial intelligence. Hi!
Hello!
And we have Dr. Joe Starr, a scientist who is interested in exoskeletons.
It's a pleasure to be here.
You are totally welcome. And today we will talk about the artificial intelligence. Then we'll talk about exoskeletons, and we will hear the opinion of the listener about those two subjects. So now let's hear Dr. Jerome Starr, who describes the AI.
Firstly, what is AI? It's a form of intelligence which is artificial. I like if machine could think. It is about a century of existence of artificial intelligence, as considerably evolved. It evolved so well that during an interview at BBC, the very famous astrophysician Stephen Hawking was afraid that humans wouldn't be able to challenge AI.
So you mean that in a few years, robots will take control of the world?
Well, we listen to specialists. Science is far, very far from creating machines that are more intelligent than human beings. Artificial intelligence is more present in our home. Google Home, for example, can be taken as proof of need of technology in a new society. Robotics have done real impressive progress tooth last year.
Thank you very much for all those informations. Now we are going to learn some things about exoskeletons. Welcome back, Dr. Joestar.
Thank you. So, an exoskeleton is an exoskeleton made of steel. It gives a huge power to the holder. It can be very useful to disabled people and help them to carry out everyday tasks. In 2016, Army developed with bionic power an exoskeleton that can produce energy with legs movement, so it can work without battery, only using legs movement.
Now, we are going to receive Mr. Goblet. He is a world-famous scientist. Hi, Mr. Goblet. What do you think about the artificial intelligence?
Hi, Jean-Pierre. So first, I remind you that I am one of the greatest scientists in the world. I have been in a lot of countries. I have received many rewards.
Mr. Goblet, you do not answer the question.
Anyway, so what do I think about the AI? I think that this is one of the worst ideas ever. We can't let machine take the decision instead of us. Imagine that a robot without a brain could control your life one day. I watched a movie about AI. It was Matrix, you know, and I think that the story of this famous movie might happen.
But it could help some people in their daily life.
Yes, but that could make them lazy. Then they will forgive how to live.
Okay, I understand. And what about exoskeletons?
Oh yeah, I love the design. That could be very useful to help people who have difficult manual work.
But it is the opposite of what you've said before.
No, this is clearly different. Here, it could help people doing really hard manual work when they could be hurt by something like heavy loads. And to me, saving human bodies and upgrading their skills is very essential for the future.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Goblet, for answering our questions.
No problem.
And thanks to both of you, and thanks to Dr. Jerome Starr. Now is the time to close the submission. Thank you very much for listening. See you later in Rage Against the Robots.